Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
When choosing a metal roof for your home, some important things to consider are curb appeal, weather resistance, and of course, durability. At Mueller, we've got you covered with all that plus more. We offer many styles, including our new line of standing seam metal roofing panels. These sleek panels offer unsurpassed structural performance, making them a great solution for both commercial buildings and residential homes. Rest assured that when you have a Mueller metal roof overhead, you'll receive protection from the elements, along with beautiful paint coatings that will remain fresh and vibrant for decades. You'll also get peace of mind that your roof is designed and manufactured in-house, as well as warranted by us, your Mueller team. Visit MuellerInc.com to find a location near you and view our extensive roofing photo gallery and color selector tool to find the perfect Mueller roof for your home.
Well, the cash cattle activity is expected to remain sluggish today following limited interest earlier in the week. Although a few cattle have been sold in the north at about $180, the market is still pretty undefined. It's uncertain just how many cattle will need to be purchased this week due to the upcoming holiday weekend and cattle already committed for later delivery in early July. Initial token bids in the first half of the week were about $107 live, $175 dressed. They're expected to be floated once again by packers, but unlikely to get any attention as asking prices are much higher in all areas. Asking prices expected to remain 112 to 114 here in our part of the country. Now, with some firmness possible in asking prices, if futures trade continues to show support. The aggressive turnaround in cattle futures yesterday sparked limit gains in front-month feeder cattle futures. This will allow for expanded trading limits in all feeder cattle trade. Mixed trades expected in the hog trade today following moderate price shifts through the week. The lack of active support midweek is creating additional uncertainty about end-of-month support in the next two trading sessions. The wheat contracts are rallying overnight, adding to yesterday's gains, with Chicago making fresh seven-month highs. Statistics Canada issued their updated look at 2019-20 planted acreage, with all wheat acreage coming in well below trade expectations. Corn prices are oscillating around unchanged in the overnight session, supported by steady ethanol grind and prospects for support of data from the USDA tomorrow. For the third week in a row, weekly ethanol grind has exceeded the level needed to hit USDA's forecast. Weekly ethanol production declined 9,000 barrels per day to 1.72 million barrels per day. Now, soybean prices are slightly firmer, supported by the remaining acreage to be planted across the Midwest, along with optimism toward a trade deal between the U.S. and China. We're going to check your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
August live cattle up 212 yesterday, 105.37. October up 170 at 106.55. The August feeder cattle up 450, 135.82. September up 447, 136.35. July hogs down 85 cents at 73.55. Kansas City wheat, July was up 3 3/4 at 469. September up 3 3/4 at 482. Chicago wheat, July is up 8 cents, 543 3/4. September up 6 1/2, 546 1/2. July corn down 4 1/4, 443 1/4. September down 3 1/2 at 449 1/2. July soybeans down 9 1/4, 894 1/4. August was down 9 cents yesterday, 899 3/4. July cotton up 129, 6349. And December was up 67 cents yesterday, 6639. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.